RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.
So, myself and Roz had a chat with Conchetta, a.k.a. Princess Superstar, ahead of her appearance at Mother Block Party on Saturday, the 29th of June. We absolutely loved this chat. We had so much fun with her. Have a listen to this. Now, joining us on the line is American rapper and DJ Conchetta Kirshner, otherwise known as Princess Superstar. Her club anthem, Perfect Exceeder, with Dutch DJ Mason, was on the Saltburn soundtrack, which has caused a huge resurgence of the track 17 years after its release. The track re-entered the charts, hitting over 1 million streams. Welcome to the show, Conchetta. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Happy to be here.
Great. And congratulations on your big return to the spotlight. Now, 17 years ago, this song was absolutely everywhere. I loved it. What's it like having a kind of a new resurgence of it, a brand new audience hearing it and being back on the radio so much?
You know what? It's completely wild to have had that happen and then sort of, I guess, you know, I had a kid, I like kind of faded from the spotlight, and then to have it all shine back on me again is like a wild and amazing experience, honestly.
I always wonder when we hear songs on films, like how it actually happens. So like, how do they go about asking your permission to use your music?
So apparently it wasn't even the music supervisor of the film. It was Emerald Fennell herself, the director, who was a fan of the song the first time around, and she's the one that that picked it for the party scene.
Wow.
So and her, yeah.
I do want to say, right, even before Saltburn, Em and I play it on the radio quite
a bit
because
yeah.
We love the song always.
Aww.
Now, obviously, Sophie Ellis-Bextor also had her song in Saltburn. Have both of you chatted about the impact of the movie that it's had on these songs?
Oh, totally. You know, it was so much fun because we actually met for the first time last month in London. We had a gig together, and so I definitely went and sought her out because I was like, Sophie, can you believe what just happened? And like, we were chatting about how we're both mothers and how crazy it is because, for example, like both of our songs are also viral on TikTok and we have kids and the kids are always on TikTok. And for example, my kid is always like, every reel is your song. It's like driving me nuts. And like, I was like, dear kids, you're like, I can't take it anymore. And she's like, yes, totally.
Oh my God, that is so funny. Well, the kids are the only ones feeling that because I have to say, we have been loving playing your song and playing Sophie Ellis-Bextor's song as well. It's been so good. And because we've been playing you so much recently, we'd love to have you back. And we're wondering, do you feel ready for like a big return to the music scene?
I actually do. I'll tell you something really amazing is that I did give up music for a little while, but then about a couple years ago, I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to keep making music, even if I don't have the same platform that I once had, and I'll make the music for me. And I just kept going. And then this, I have a platform. And what a miracle, because I am, you know, already still doing music. So yes and yes, I'm ready and I'm, you know, doing what I always have loved since I was young. You
oh,
know?
I love
so
this.
It's a
well,
gift.
That is exciting for us because, as we said, we're big fans. Now, obviously, as you said, re-TikTok, your song was already gone viral on it. Your kids were sick of it. Were you on TikTok to see this or like, and have you joined TikTok now?
Yes, yes. I'm definitely on TikTok because I really find it fun. It's just so incredible, right, that this song would connect with the younger generation. Mm. I mean, even, you know, kids as young as like 12 are singing it. And wow, that's so cool. So I actually really enjoy TikTok and making fun videos and all that.
I did see your video. I think you're outside and you're like, when your song like comes back into the charts 17 years later. And I was like, oh my God,
yeah.
You know, like, it's you, you're back. And I came across it on TikTok. So, you know, you're not just connecting with the kids. It's also us who listened to you 17 years ago as well.
Aww.
You also, I don't know, might end up doing a collaboration with Doja Cat because I've seen that she has given you lots of love on social media. Is that someone you'd collaborate with maybe in the future?
I would love to. I mean, I think she's great. She used one of my songs from 2005, this song called Famous, and did a reel to it, and then she loved me. She effing loved me.
Oh, I love
that. And that was so cool, and I love her, so you never know. Yeah.
Well, once again, as we say, our fingers are crossed. We're hoping for it. Now, you are coming to Dublin to play at the Mother Block Party on the 29th of June for Pride, along with artists like Cobra and Robin S. Are you excited about coming here?
Okay, look, I haven't been to Dublin in so long. So, yes, I am like chomping at the bit. So, I'm so excited. And yeah.
Oh my God, we can't wait to see you. And the Mother Block parties are always epic. Like, honestly, you're going to enjoy it so much. So, for anyone listening in now, where should people go to follow you and what you're up to?
Oh, yeah. Well, on Instagram, it's at Princess Superstar. On TikTok, at The Real Princess Superstar. And definitely, like, DM me, say hi. I'd love to talk to people and connect. So, yeah.
Oh my God, don't tell us that. Emma will be DMing you loads now. She always is trying to DM people. My God. Now, also, tickets for anyone listening are available on eventbrite.ie. Go see Princess Superstar at the Mother Pride Block Party on June 29th in Collins Barracks, Dublin. Thank you so much for joining us. We were so buzzing to do this interview. And hey, we're going to play your song now.
RTE 2FM. Roz and Emma.